Spanish Short Stories for Beginners, 5-in-1. Over 500 dialogues and short stories to learn Spanish in your car. Have fun and grow your vocabulary with crazy effective language learning lessons. Written by Learn Like a Native. Narrated by John E. Martinez and Orlena Kane. Introduction. Before we dive into some Spanish, I want to congratulate you, whether you're just beginning, continuing, or resuming your language learning journey. Here at Learn Like a Native, we understand the determination it takes to pick up a new language, and after listening to this book, you'll be another step closer to achieving your language goals. As a thank you for learning with us, we are giving you free access to our Speak Like a Native ebook. It's packed full of practical advice and insider tips on how to make language learning quick, easy, and most importantly, enjoyable. Head over to learnlikenatives.com to access your free guide and peruse our huge selection of language learning resources. Learning a new language is a bit like cooking. You need several different ingredients and the right technique, but the end result is sure to be delicious. We created this book of short stories for learning Spanish because language is alive. Language is about the senses, hearing, tasting the words on your tongue, and touching another culture up close. Learning a language in a classroom is a fine place to start, but it's not a complete introduction to a language. In this book, you'll find a language comes to life. These short stories are miniature immersions into the Spanish language at a level that is perfect for beginners. This book is not a lecture on grammar. It's not an endless vocabulary list. This book is the closest you can come to a language immersion without leaving the country. In the stories within, you'll see people speaking to each other, going through daily life situations, and using the most common, helpful words and phrases in language. You are holding the key to bringing your Spanish studies to life. Made for beginners. We made this book with beginners in mind. You'll find that the language is simple, but not boring. Most of the book is in the present tense, so you will be able to focus on dialogues, root verbs, and understand and find patterns in subject-verb agreement. This is not just a translated book. While reading novels and short stories translated into Spanish is a wonderful thing, beginners, and even novices, often run into difficulty. Literary licenses and complex sentence structure can make reading in your second language truly difficult, not to mention boring. That's why Spanish Short Stories and Dialogues for Beginners is the perfect book to pick up. The stories are simple, but not infantile. They were not written for children, but the language is simple so that beginners can pick it up. The benefits of learning a second language. If you have picked up this book, it's likely that you are already aware of the many benefits of learning a second language. Besides just being fun, knowing more than one language opens up a whole new world to you. You will be able to communicate with a much larger chunk of the world. Opportunities in the workforce will open up, and maybe even your day-to-day work will be improved. Improved communication can also help you expand your business. And from a neurological perspective, learning a second language is like taking your daily vitamins and eating well for your brain. How to use this book? The chapters of this book all follow the same structure. A short story with several dialogues. A summary in Spanish. A list of important words and phrases and their English translation. Questions to test your understanding. Answers to check if you were right, the English translation of the story to clear every doubt. You may use this book however is comfortable for you, but we have a few recommendations for getting the most out of the experience. Try these tips, and if they work for you, you can use them on every chapter throughout the book. 1. Start by listening to the story all the way through. Don't stop or get hung up on any particular words or phrases. See how much of the plot you can understand in this way. We think you'll get a lot more of it than you may expect, but it is completely normal not to understand everything in the story. You are learning a new language, and that takes time. 2. Listen to the summary in Spanish. See if it matches what you have understood of the plot. 3. Listen to the story.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?